More economic fallout from the pandemic with record declines for retail sales and factory output. Is this the worst of it?
Economists say that these numbers do look really terrible, but they are somewhat cautiously optimistic that this is probably the low point of the coronavirus shutdown's impact, and that starting in May, as states begin to open up, things should start to come back a little bit, but it could be a long recovery.
Plus, how the pandemic amplified a reckoning for retailers that was already underway.
If there's ever an apocalypse, now seems to be the time, because you have stores that are, you know, have literally been closed since mid-March, very little revenue coming in, but they still have fixed costs, they're burning through their cash.
It's Friday, May 15th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. The House is expected to vote on a $3 trillion aid package later today. The bill includes a second round of direct cash payments to Americans, plus $1 trillion in direct aid to states and local governments. Even if the Democratic-led House approves the legislation, Republicans say it has no chance of passing the GOP-led Senate. The U.S. is moving to cut off chip supplies to Chinese telecom giant Huawei. New restrictions on exports would require foreign semiconductor makers who use U.S. technology to seek permission from the Commerce Department before shipping products to Huawei. China's foreign ministry urged the U.S. to halt what it calls unreasonable suppression of Huawei. U.S. officials say the company's equipment can be used to spy for Beijing, but Huawei has long denied those claims. And as more places reopen, demand for fuel is rising, and so are oil prices. U.S. crude futures for July delivery rose 5.9% today, up to $29.52 a barrel. That's more than double the 21-year low that was hit just last month. Brent crude, the global gauge, rose 4.4% for July deliveries. Analysts expect more volatility on the horizon if big producers like Saudi Arabia and Russia increase output to take advantage of higher prices, or if there's a new wave of coronavirus cases. Coming up after the break, what the latest economic data tells us about the prospects for recovery. A raft of new data out today paints a sobering picture of the state of the U.S. economy. For retailers, sales fell by 16.4% in April. That's nearly double the previous month. In the industrial sector, production dropped by 11.2%, with manufacturing output falling even further. Economists think those declines could represent the worst damage we'll see from the pandemic. But the path to recovery is still far from clear. Joining me now to talk more about the data is Wall Street Journal economics reporter Harriet Torrey. So, Harriet, April was another really tough month for the U.S. economy. Can you talk more about the impact lockdowns across the nation had on both retail sales and industrial production last month?
Well, the lockdowns caused huge drops in both. I mean, these are drops that we haven't seen since records began. Retail sales were down by the most since the early 1990s, and industrial production was down by the most in over 100 years worth of data. So we're talking about record-breaking declines, and this is all because social distancing, business closures mandated to fight the coronavirus just put the economy into lockdown and put spending and production into lockdown as well. Now, economists say that these numbers do look really terrible, but they are somewhat cautiously optimistic that this is probably the low point of the coronavirus shutdown's impact, and that starting in May, as states begin to open up, things should start to come back a little bit, but it could be a long recovery.
Now, our colleague Jerry Seib, The Wall Street Journal's executive Washington editor, spoke with White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett today about this data. Here's what he had to say about that.
Because we, you know, turn the economy off to save potentially millions of lives, then there's going to be some bad data coming out, and you should expect it. But the good news is that, you know, things are starting to pick up because this bridge to the other side that we built with the stimulus bill is actually, it appears to be working.
Harriet, what are you hearing from economists about that? Is it working?
Well, at this point in time, it's a bit too early to tell because we are getting this data for April, which is pretty horrendous. And although economists hope that this is the low point, the only way that we simply don't know how this will play out because we don't know what the path of the coronavirus is going to be. I mean, nobody knows. At the moment, we still don't have a vaccine and states are beginning to reopen, but we don't know if there might potentially be second waves of the virus, which could push the economy back into another shutdown. So it is a bit early to say whether, the government stimulus has definitely helped the US economy and businesses. You know, so many businesses that you talk to who have got PPE loans have said, you know, this is a total lifesaver. But the ultimate path of the economy is going to depend on the public health situation.
We've also reported this week on the specific shape of the nation's economic recovery, whether it's more of a V-shape, meaning a quick decline and then a quick bounce back from the low point on the other side. Here is Kevin Hassett again talking a little bit more about what the shape of the recovery might look like.
You know, Milton Friedman had a theory that the further down you pluck the economy, the sort of faster and higher it snaps back. And I think there's a possibility that that's what's going to happen. But it's also that we've never experienced anything like this before. And so we have to be ready for every eventuality.
What are the expectations, Harriet? What's the latest you're hearing from economists about the shape of the recovery?
Well, a V-shaped recovery would definitely be the best case scenario. We'll see if it actually happens. We had a survey of economists, a Wall Street Journal survey this month, which asked them that very question. What do you think the shape of the recovery will look like? And what about nearly 70% of them said they expect it to be kind of like the Nike swoosh, like the logo for the sports company. So a sharp decline and then a gradual recovery. But what's interesting is that a month before in the survey that we did in April, economists were sort of divided on whether this would be a U-shaped recovery with a prolonged bottom or a V-shaped recovery with a, you know, a sharp rebound. So at this point in time, it's a bit early to tell, but a V-shaped recovery is definitely the best case scenario.
Finally, Harriet, we had a measure of consumer confidence out today, and that showed that it actually rose this month, primarily due to the stimulus checks. That seems to be a ray of hope amid today's data, although there are still voices calling for another round of direct stimulus to Americans, including House Democrats. So is it too soon to label this a shift in consumer confidence toward an upward trend?
Well, it was definitely a positive sign that consumer confidence went up in early May. And yes, indeed, it was because the government stimulus checks have made people feel a bit more secure. Having said that, the confidence numbers did go down by a lot. So although they've gone up, we're still talking about a pretty low number at this point. People's prospects, their expectations for their future finances are also not looking great in the initial May survey. So people are definitely worried about the labor market. Of course, many businesses are closed, which is having an impact on spending. But another issue for spending is the fact that people don't know if they're going to lose their jobs, and that's prompting them to try and spend less and save more.
That's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Harriet Torrey. Harriet, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And you can hear Jerry Seib's full conversation with White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett on our live Q&A page. That's at www.wsj.com/live-QA. Now let's take a closer look at the retail sector. During the last recession, tens of thousands of stores closed up. Experts say the pandemic could push even more of them out of business. Global financial firm UBS says as many as 100,000 stores could close in the next 5 years. But while the pandemic is putting unprecedented stress on the sector, our Suzanne Kapner says the stage was already set for a retail reckoning.
Coming out of the last recession, we really saw e-commerce taking a bigger and bigger slice of retail sales, driven by players like Amazon and others that really, you know, made it very easy for shoppers to order online, search out the best deals online, get two-day free shipping. And that weakened a lot of retailers heading into this crisis. We had already seen record number of store closures and bankruptcies in the last few years. So you had a lot of, you know, household name retailers in a weakened state when the pandemic hit.
With some retailers unprepared to face the pandemic, more could be pushed to the brink.
although it's been bad, you know, there certainly are still very many retailers that will survive, and that will be the case going forward. But, you know, if there's ever an apocalypse, now seems to be the time, because you have stores that are, you know, have literally been closed since mid-March, no, you know, very little revenue coming in, but they still have fixed costs, they're burning through their cash. And so, you know, it's these companies that have a lot of debt, that don't have the strong balance sheet, that just might not make it through. We've already seen, you know, Neiman Marcus and J. Crew file for bankruptcy. JCPenney is on the verge, having missed two interest payments, and there's probably most likely more to come.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. And finally, more states are starting to let businesses reopen. In New York, several upstate regions began easing their lockdowns today. In Iowa, parts of Virginia, and Oregon are all rolling back restrictions too. If your state is starting to reopen, we'd like to hear from you. What does it look like where you live? And do you have questions about the reopening process? Give us a call at 315-992-8298. That number is also in our show description. And that's what's news for this Friday afternoon. We'll be back on Monday. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.